Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried three other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.
That's a dream come true. Look, you see the emotion here again today, like, and the red and white. I know, look, the other crowd, Full and Gales, had to travel, but, like, look, everyone came up from Mitchelstown and said there's not a soul left below in Mitchelstown and Ballygibbon. Look, it means everything. It's a dream come true for us to go out to Croke Park, and look, it's just emotion at the emotional and stuff. And look, we played well, we showed what we can do, and I'm sure the next day, I don't know the result of the next day, but I'm sure we're up against a good opposition. But look, we're there, we'll relish it, and we'll give it 110% the next day.
Sean obviously got off to a great start, and I suppose never took the foot off the pedal.
No, look, we hammered the hammer, as we said there before we went out. Look, no matter what happens, we play to our standards. You see there, we were kind of on top there the first half, I suppose. Look, they had the travel, they came last night and they're going away again. It's hard on them, and maybe another day they could have been different. We played well, we did the simple things, the conditions were perfect, and everything just clicked today. We ticked every box, we took the goal chances, we took our points, and you see what the final score was there. It just means the world to us to reach our dream as going to Croke Park as a club and as a person.
I presume, Sean, the message at half-time from Ronan and the other lads was, don't take the foot off the pedal.
No. We play to our standards. If we're better than them by 25 points or whatever it was, we'll beat them by 25 points. You know, we didn't let the gas down. Look, you see there, we finished with a few goals as well. We probably finished stronger than we started, you know. But look, that's just down to the credit of the team and the subs that came on. They mean everything as well, and they drove us on, and the ball in was great, and we took the chances we come. So yeah, look, we're just over the moon. So yeah.
And of course, we were wondering all day, when would Shawnee Goals get a goal? It happened near the end. And at that stage, I suppose the game was done and dusted. But the fact that Colin English was stepping up to the plate as well in terms of goals today probably took the pressure off you in a way.
Sure, look, as I said during the week there, like, if Christy Noonan got a goal, I wouldn't care once the final whistle goes and we're over the line, you know. I suppose, look, the goal came, I just took it and we tapped it in, and Colin got two great goals again today. But look, we're just a team, we work for each other, we die for each other. When we cross the white lines here at the start and even at half time and stuff, no matter what it is, we'll hammer the hammer and we'll just drive on. And if we beat them by 25 points, we'll beat them by 25 points. We won't leave the gas open. That goes the same next day. I'm sure we won't go up to Croke Park with a heavy head. We'll go to Croke Park level headed, grounded, and I'm sure, I don't know the result of the other game, but I'm sure that we'll give it 110%.
Yeah, I think as I'm recording this, I think Mooncoin have their noses in front, but whether it's them or Salt Hill, they're going to be very difficult opponents.
They will. Look, any team to reach an All-Ireland final is a great opponent, like, you know, and even Funnel Gales there, they reached the semi-final, and they've got, in the last 6 or 7 years, they got the finals. I know, look, maybe today wasn't today, but as I said, if we met them another day and we had to play them again, I'm sure it could be a different game. But look, we won't look past today. We'll go back now Wednesday night and Friday night, and we'll train hard. We'll enjoy the celebrations tonight, and that's it. We'll pull the plug in, and next week it's back to hammering the hammer, and back to the simple things, and back to training, and back to our own standards, and we'll drive it on.
This, Sean, has been one crazy journey. That Lynn and Croke Park in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, look, it's just amazing. As I said, at the start of the year, you'd have taken an All Cork, then a County, then a Munster, and now we're in an All-Ireland final. Look, you know, that's the joys of Ballygibbon. And like as I said during the week, there's only about 300 or 400 members in the club. But you see here, you see all the red hats, the red and white and stuff. It's just emotional. Like, you know, even the schools during the week, everyone wore red and white. You know, the support behind us, even in Mitchelstown, the shops have all red and white out. You know, it's just amazing to be part of this special squad. And that's what it is. Everyone here, the minute we cross the white lines at the start of the pitch, everyone will live and die. And if you don't see blood at the end of a jersey, on a jersey at the end of the game, you know, it's not like us. No, we'll always live and die for each other. Like, that's who we are. So
I think milking cows is your other passion. I presume you're going to be giving them special attention now for the next 2 weeks.
Sure, look, it coming into this time of the year now, and that's the thing. Like, nearly everyone in Ballygibbon, there could be 30 or 40 farmers involved in the team. Like, you know, but we'll put this time of the year now, it's going to be a heavy season with calving starting and stuff. But look, we'll enjoy the celebrations. I mean, look, it's back to normality now tomorrow, and maybe after All Ireland there could be a few dairymen going suckling maybe. But sure, look, we'll enjoy the celebrations. But look, as I said, we'll keep our heads. We'll keep go back to the training on Wednesday and Friday night, and we'll just do the same print, the same thing over and over again. And that's who we are. You know, we won't go up to Croke Park saying we're going to hammer this crowd. We'll go up. We'll do what we have to do, and hopefully we can cross the line over there as well.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.